Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And thank you, Father, for giving us your wisdom today, your anointing. We praise you and we thank you. We love you. We want to serve you, Lord. Show us how. Bless us. Amen. All right. We're going to start with prayer, judgment, and revival. And it should be very good. Let me say that many true dreams, visions, and prophecies given to the saints can be lessened or deleted through prayer because they are warnings. Amos was given two threats from God against Israel. But he replied to each one, "Jacob is small, how shall he stand?" And God backed down from the judgment. And as we know, Abraham Jewed God down for Sodom. And prophetic words in Scripture can't be changed, but anything you get through dreams, visions, and prophecies can be. I would say a lot of the major judgments that have been prophesied are not going to be as major in a lot of cases. Okay, I'm going to start with this. A great alien deception. Brandon Biggs, Last Days. All right. And a summary of this alien deception part of this video is Brandon saw a large flying saucer in the sky with yellow glowing lights going around it. He said, "I saw something like lightning bolts shooting out from these lights. People on the ground were deceived by it, thinking they were aliens from outer space and wanting to communicate with what they perceived them to be, like the movie E.T. But they are not aliens, but demons. The Lord was very serious, wanting us to pray for them. This is a great deception. Other smaller flying saucers were seen in other parts of the world." Well, this is absolutely happening, and the Lord agrees that they are demons. Just ask him. The government has been dealing with the Galactic Federation of Planets. I bound them. You know, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. I bound them, and they lost contact with them. Also, I bound some that were working in their tech industry, and they disappeared and haven't come back. And both of these cases were witnessed by leadership who thought they were aliens. This is a transcript of more on this same video, okay? Some things to pray about, I would say. First, the cyber attacks. I, that is Brandon, had received reports from several of my viewers that the FFA and the air traffic control is still using Windows 95, and it would take at least 4 years to update their software, costing billions of dollars to renew their whole global system upgrade. I thought, surely they are not using 30-year-old software with floppy disks. But we researched this too, and it seems to be so. So what the Lord was showing me about the cyber attacks is true. Using software from 1995 is a big deal when you are going into a new industrial revolution with AI technology, using quantum computers, and the FFA has such outdated software. Other countries would be able to tap into the AI and hack into the infrastructure easily. Sometimes the greatest enemy is within. This is my thought. Like the deep state. They know all the weaknesses. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. So ask him to update the software. He said, all things whatsoever. That doesn't leave anything out. Ask him to do it. I am. Soon after this, we see in the news there was an aircraft on fire in the air. I saw pictures of it, video of it, and had to make an emergency landing. This confirms what the Lord warned me about, and I previously shared with you all when I saw the plane falling from the sky, and all its instrument panels went black, and it fell to the ground. I didn't know what caused it, and I assumed it was a cyber attack. I could see it was a flight that left somewhere in the middle America and was heading northeast, and halfway to its destination it went down. Well, we know that the deep state has already proven it can take over our planes and helicopters from the ground and crash them. And remember the helicopter that maneuvered itself in front of a plane, an incoming plane, and killed many people. And the short President Trump, if you don't know about that, don't worry about it. The short President Trump was on that copter, but was taken off at the last minute. In other words, it was an assassination attempt. And let me add here where Brandon shares another YouTube post of a screenshot headline from CNN. The caption reads, quote, American Airlines operations returning to normal after widespread computer outage, unquote. American, just remember that, underline that. American Airlines suffered a widespread outage with its flight information. The screens went dark, right? Computer system. Authorities with two affected airports told CNN. Now, everyone knows that we were expecting a cyber attack from Iran right after the bombing of the nuclear facilities in Iran. Indications were it would be a face-saving attack from Iran, possibly involving the American name, quote-unquote, American. So they want to make a point, right? Well, this made us vulnerable to a false flag cyber attack from the deep state in order to blame it on Iran and drag the U.S. into a World War III situation, which they are desperate to do. They have tried this quite a few times and even started wars, right, that they expected to expand but did not. So, continuing with Brandon's first revelation, he said, I also saw cyber attacks coming upon our electrical grid and that it was very vulnerable. Well, I understand that's true. I read a report several months ago that the deep state attempted to cyber attack the grid and the alliance stopped it. They evidently had intelligence and decided to put an end to it. He went on to say, I saw a major city, which was later made known to me as New York, and it was completely dark. They were trying to bring in generators to keep power on, to keep people from looting and rioting. Well, let you know what kind of people are in the city, right? Because it was so dark. I saw big spotlights running, trying to keep sections of the city lit up to help the police and law enforcement try to keep order when the power was off. And I remember that it was hot outside. Well, kind of like now, huh? I even saw emergency power being used in hospitals to keep people alive there, but it was only dim lighting. And I saw how they were using the big spotlights to shine on these buildings to create a mirror effect to help them see. And this would allow more light reflected on the ground rather than shining them straight upwards. Well, I would say you can pray this one down, all right? Some of them, you can ask the Lord. That's the best thing to do. Ask the Lord. Should you pray this down or not, right? What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. A viewer sent an article from Fox News with the caption, "Astronomers make a groundbreaking discovery about the largest comet ever observed flying through deep space. A massive 85-mile-wide frozen giant comet observed near Neptune using powerful telescope in Chile. I don't know if it's coming this way or not." Okay, but maybe we'll see the sign, right? Also, we need to pray over our water supply. Yes, indeed. Brandon doesn't share any more about the water supply in this video. However, I read Bill Gates or his organization. Obviously, there might have been several Bill Gates, but plans to buy up water suppliers. Well, given his depopulation history, this cannot be a good thing. I would say pray that one down, too. All right. And Brendan continues. I saw an article from Fox News saying that Trump and Bibi have agreed on a two-state solution. This is one of the things from the Abraham Accords, and they were saying how they wanted to make a two-state solution. And they were agreeing upon it. I would say bind this. I have spoken before that if they do this, a two-state solution, 3 days later, the new Madrid fault line will go off and America will be divided in half. Okay, well, I believe the new Madrid will go off, but it will be greatly diminished compared to the dreams and visions that we've received for many, many years, because God is merciful. Yeah, I believe it will go off. I'm not saying that the two-state solution will. We can bind that, I believe. He went on to say, when this happened, I saw great big Chinook helicopters. Flying from west to the central part of America, carrying supplies. It sounded like the earth was shaking. They had so many helicopters over the affected area. And this is where I said before, where I saw the lion's face carved into the side of a building, and I warned everyone that I saw tumbleweeds going down Wall Street. Well, in the long run, we will lose Wall Street. That's just a fact. And the Lord told me to look at the lion's face, and I saw it was the building that was the New York Stock Exchange. The Lord was warning that if they divide Jerusalem, if they do a two-state solution, he is going to divide America. And I do believe that it will quake. The New Madrid will quake along with others and crack, but not with a big divide like all the visions from the past. This is not uncommon for God to give a huge threat. And as people pray, he backs down and it's not so bad. This is pretty common in scriptures too. And I saw the nation split down the middle and all the bridges go down from west to east. I don't doubt any kind of a earthquake that has a crack whatsoever could damage bridges. And I don't know how badly they will go down, but they can be repaired if it's not too bad. And all the bridges going down from west to east completely destroyed on the Mississippi River. Mississippi River also already has a fault going down it that sometimes swallows up the whole river, whether you know it or not. And of course, the plate is sliding from east to west and opening normal slip faults up. That's a fact, too. I saw, he says, from Texarkana, Texas to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I saw over 1,800 people die. Again, pray the lesson this, okay? I saw the massive building at ORU, Oral Roberts University, was split down the middle and on fire when this earthquake happens. Could be a symbol, too. Houses that were built on cinder blocks were completely leveled and destroyed. Cinder blocks with the shaking, cinder blocks aren't much, I tell you, they crack and break. Houses built on a foundation did better. I saw thousands of people died when this event takes place. It won't be as many. That's what I believe the Lord was saying to me, because the earthquake will not be as bad as it's been prophesied. Okay. And that's why I've started always and told people we must not divide Jerusalem. For when we do, 3 days after, well, that's what he says, the New Madrid will go off. Okay. And I do believe the New Madrid is going to go off. Whether it's going to be connected to this or not, I don't know. Now, I want you to hear me. He said that's how strong this word was. I saw the Liberty Bell ringing and the old cast iron bells ringing when this event happens 3 days after Jerusalem is divided and agreed upon. Maybe it's just agreed upon, right? Maybe it doesn't actually get divided. Okay, there will be 3 days and God will divide America, maybe even a little bit, hopefully. Shakers don't have to slide wide open and leave 50 miles gap. We must pray that this does not take place. This announcement has been shared on multiple news channels and including the Jerusalem Post. All right. I told you before that I saw the enemy hovering over the judge's decision making regarding crypto and trying to delay the wealth transfer for the body of Christ. Yep, we bind that in the name of Jesus Christ. We just command it to go through. And the Lord said, you must stand in the gap and pray concerning this. Well, Jesus said, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. So the Lord showed me certain cryptos created in the future. We're going into a digital platform, digital currency, digital everything. That's true. RFK has been talking about everyone needs to get a tracking device in America, a digital ID of sorts, some kind of digital tracking either in their body or on their wrist. Well, he then references the end time mark of the beast system, and of course we are on that course, of course, and many don't realize how close we are, he says. However, this comes in mid-tribulation and can't be stopped, for it is written. It's not one of those things you can change. The mark of the beast is coming, and it divides the play church from the real church. That's what it's going to do. It's going to separate the wheat from the tares. This is God prophesying this. He's not, it's going to be right. The Lord said that the American people will be so thankful that we have a strong leader over this country in the days ahead, President Trump. Yep, I agree, true. But I do not believe that he will be president by mid-trib. That's just my educated guess. I don't say it's from the Lord. But you can ask the Lord. If you get anything, let me know. The Lord has shown me in so many ways that there will be a great revival and harvest of souls, and we're going to see it quickly. He keeps talking to me about it, and he said, a great shaking to awaken, quote unquote. A great shaking to awaken. Well, we've been preaching that the revival will begin with the New Madrid and anointing of the reformers. And he said, you're about to see such fearful sights that will bring you to your knees in prayer. You will see many people praying in the days ahead. Yes, that's true. And that's what catastrophes usually do. A great shaking. We are seeing biblical signs in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I say, in the reformers. He's not going to come as they suspect. Oh, he is coming, definitely. It's time to get serious about the Father's business. I agree. Don't get distracted and keep focused on the Lord and the Word. Watch the midterm elections in the fall of 2026 and the decisions that will be made. This was like when I saw Oklahoma divided and they were trying to make it blue. In other words, Democrat. The following are some of the things Brandon is seeing as he is praying in the Spirit. There is so much change coming, he says. I saw the plague again. I see black rats and they have red eyes, very evil looking. They are the carriers of disease. I saw them being released and running on the ground. And I see them running on old-looking cobblestone stones with old-style villages and old towns. And this was in Europe. Well, this sounds a lot like the Black Plague. The virus/plague will begin first in Europe, not America. I know this has to do with the plague. I see a glimpse of a factory with the sign contamination on it and caution tape across the doors. Factories will be shut down. The timing is when it is cold. I see people wearing big coats and coverings on their heads trying to keep warm, but there's no one outside. Just a few people here and there. And this appears to be in a large major city like Chicago or New York. And then he writes, it's the Big Apple. Okay. I see where the people don't want to touch the money. I hear people saying that they're bringing about a new global economy. In other words, going digital because they don't want to touch the money. Because, of course, money carries a lot of germs and who knows what all else. And actually, the deep state has, remember the blankets given to the Indians with the plague on it? Right. So they can't keep the status quo, and this is changing everything. Everything is changing to the beast system. These things are the beginning of a new industrial revolution of new technologies. Yes, that is true, and that is coming now. This is the foundation being laid, but many of you don't see it. They have to first get rid of the old system before they bring in the new, and I saw paper money, and it was blue. I don't know what kind of money or currency it was, but it was blue, and it had some kind of blue design on it. Kind of like our green money is green and has green designs on it. Maybe they want to differentiate, right? People did not want to touch it because they were afraid of transferring this virus with the money. And his son shows him a picture of the euro, and he said, yes, that's it. Okay, that could be. The Lord had previously told me in another prophecy to watch the euro. All right. he said the euro would be the first of the dominoes to fall. This will introduce the system faster, as they don't want to touch the money. What's going on in the shadows? There are things going on in the shadows. I see submarines going to Cuba. I see a black submarine on the east coast of Cuba. It's a very big and long Russian submarine. It was coming from Europe down across the Atlantic. I don't know yet what this is about. Well, the last time we had something close to that happen, it was an attempt to start a world war. I saw people who are so distracted. They're so busy with their day-to-day, Monday through Friday, daily activities. They're distracted with just trying to make it and provide for their families. They're like the frog in the pot, and the water is rising all around them, and it's getting hot. So these are the masses who have their eyes fixed on the ground and don't see what's coming on the horizon. And I heard the Lord say, COVID was a trial run. No doubt. No doubt about that. I remember the faces the Lord showed me as the virus spreads. It spreads like red, and the faces of that country fades. Now I'm seeing it bleed into Africa. I see the Mediterranean, and it's spreading through Africa and going through Asia and India. Interesting, I think there's not many people in China when it goes into China. They are spread out more. Well, spreading out is a wise thing for China because they know they can't trust their government. But also, many people are still dying there. So I might feed into this too. Not like I see in India, where they are very close, touching shoulders. They're wearing white outfits. It hits Australia very hard. It hits Queensland. But it took a while to get there. And I'm seeing America. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, fear not. Fear not what you are seeing. He said, there's so many voices saying so many different things. Yep, you might as well not fear it because it'll change. I see all flights are grounded. Only those used for emergencies and those aircraft have just a few people on board. I see one plane with only five people seated, spread out, and they're covered in masks. Like COVID. And I hear the Lord say, pray, 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 pray to lessen the effects of this. Well, amen. So that's a good one for you. Please remember these things we're talking about praying for. That's why we're doing this, okay? So I'm seeing all this at once. Earthquakes, asteroids, plagues, volcanoes, droughts, pestilence, and the fish dying, all happening as it pans out before me. I can see Italy and the Vatican and a shaking coming to the Vatican and the Catholic Church. Well, not this could be physical, but they are also guilty of sacrificing children for power from Satan. That's a fact. So I believe God's judgment will be there. I see the deep state planning and plotting, and I see the towers again. Sounds like a large false flag coming. Now, I just saw something very wild. I see what looks like aliens. Well, that's demons. That's what they look like. That's what they are. There are some masks I've seen people put on that looks just exactly like the aliens that they have promoted, you know. So it could be masks, but I know that there are demons impersonating aliens. And I see what looks like flying saucers. This is a big ship that is glowing like gold. It's hovering with an energy all around it, and it was demonic. I saw it coming into the Earth's atmosphere to deceive many. It had big yellow lights all around it, a big flying saucer coming down with electricity coming off of the yellow lights like yellow lightning bolts. Well, the deep state has planes outfitted to project this coming invasion, and they were stopped once by the Alliance. So you can pray this down because they have done it before. And now listen, there's no such thing as aliens. This is demonic, he says. I agree. There's going to be an uptick of these kinds of events in the days ahead. I hear the word uptick. There will be an uptick in the events taking place in the skies. A great deception is coming. Well, we know, God says, strong delusion is for those who do not have a love for the truth. Right? I see one flying saucer over Europe, around Italy, and around the Vatican. It will be on the news, and people will be tripping out. There's like an excitement, but also a fear in the air. I hear the word ET, extraterrestrial, and I see people trying to communicate with this ET by holding up poster boards. Many people are going to be deceived by this. It's demonic, and it's trying to desensitize you for what is coming. I agree. The Lord said, a great deception is coming. This is not funny. People will fall for this. The Lord spoke that very sternly. Yes, they're integrating demons into the people that are fake aliens. They will show up in Mexico, and this is to deceive the people in South America. It will be all over the news. This will be a very massive demonic thing. People need to be prepared to speak against this and to tell people that this is demonic. I agree. This is not ET. They are fallen angels, a great deception. Yep, yep, yep. And I've been saying the same thing for quite a while. This is how they'll explain away the rapture and where everybody goes. Well, I don't know about this. This is after the tribulation, the Lord gathers his elect. That's what the Bible says, okay? So I see smaller ones in America and in Canada. It's like the mothership and other little ones flying around trying to deceive many today. People need to pray. Yes, and you can rebuke the demons from you, but strong delusion will come to many. Okay? They're going to be manipulating the weather more. Oh my, more? Harp, he writes. You will hear more about manipulating the weather superstorms, like flooding in China, abnormal rains and abnormal droughts. Weather warfare, a form of weather weapons. They will be trying to perfect it, but it will get out of control. It's trying to control. They will lose control. Jet streams and superstorms. Superstorms with exceeding wind that you've never seen before. He says you've already seen the huge rainfall creating super floods, super rain, super winds, and super hail. It will increase and become out of control to be used against the people. Well, that's more depopulation and maybe even to steal minerals like it was in North Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. I see record snowfall and record drought. I've talked before about how there will be changes in the seasons, the amount of daylight, these changes to dim the light. It will mess with the animals, their breeding patterns, and birds' migration patterns. And, of course, they've invented things to dim the light, believe it or not. Bill Gates was in on that, and I think we ended up by grace, by faith, destroying one of his plans. But I don't think they've given up. I see a controlling and manipulation of beef is coming. There will be a fear of eating beef. The cows eat the grass, which has been swallowing the poisons that they've been throwing upon the ground, and so on and so forth. So no doubt they'll find out more and more. Okay, there, of course, that's why we pray over our food, right? It's all good to be received with thanksgiving if it's sanctified through the Word of God and prayer. So don't forget about that. There will be something wrong with the cows, like mad cow disease or something, so that it becomes very expensive. They will be trying to manipulate the market. Organic and homegrown beef will be very expensive. This is a bigger deal than it was for the chickens and egg scare that they tried before. Then he explains the disgusting bug burgers using insects, worms, crickets, etc. when this happens, pushing protein burger bugs as an alternative protein. I'm all for mud bugs. Any of you like mud bugs? They're called crawfish down south. They're good. Oh my gosh. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the beef and dairy. It's all a form of control and manipulation. It will increase, he says. This next revelation is also from Brandon. It's a YouTube short video he posted on January 20th, 2025. The Lord showed me literally thousands of North Korean men in train cars being taken from North Korea to Russia for the war. Well, that's has happened. These men were not trained fighters, he said. They looked expendable to me, like they didn't have jobs in offices and etc. They looked like what we would call lower income people. They were excited to be able to see the world, because you don't get to do that from North Korea. You know that? Because they had been so oppressed and in bondage, and now they're out. I saw these men on these train cars, and they were celebrating leaving. Yes, I bet you. I heard the Lord say, but they're going to their death, and they don't even know it. You must pray for them. Yes, do that, please. I think they should jump the train and don't go back. And don't go forward. A lot of these people have never had the opportunity to hear the gospel, and it grieves me, because I saw the plan of the enemy to push these men up front so that the other men didn't have to risk their lives. They were like, we're going to let them fight, who were not trained very well, so we can let these other men have a break. Yep, they have to have a break. Well, Kim has sold them out. It's happening on the Russian front. And also, the top 24 highest crime cities are all democratic ruled. You know that? It should be outlawed. Democrat ought to be outlawed. 24 highest crime cities were all Democratic ruled. Most of the crime in the country is there. Do the research. You will find out. Why? Well, birds of a feather flock together. Criminals know Democrats have to be soft on crime because they themselves are criminals. So thank God they mostly destroy their own cities when they rise up, right? So what can be done? Well, this was Flee to Zion. Dana gave this to us in 2010. I received these words in the vision on Wednesday the 5th. They are for the body. Word number one, start seeking me. Do not stall and do not think to do so later. My time is fast approaching, and all must be ready and in place. Take care that you know my voice, for when I call my sheep, only a few will hear and come. Do not be deceived by the wolves that dress in wool. Know my word, know my voice. Time is short. Word two, Look, do you see the people? Look at them flee, while none give chase. They run to the hills, but you must run to the mountain, for mighty is a mountain. Mount up on your wings and reach the peak. To Zion, Isaiah 2 and 2. After these words came this vision, I saw the four horses tied to a hitching post. Their saddles are strapped on, and all their gear is ready. And as I had this vision, I was reminded of the vision dream given to Michael Boldia, Jr., four horsemen to ride soon. All right. Then the Lord gave two single words, urgency, haste, and then my horses are ready, and they now await their riders. Blessings and love to all my brethren and sisters. May the Lord shine bright upon you. Amen. I agree. So, I just put this in here. The four horsemen to ride soon. That was Michael Boldia. And it's a confirmation dream that the four tribulation horse judgments are coming. And Michael Boldia in 2007, Four Horses, it was called. I had a dream, and if not for the specific instruction to share what I saw, I would have preferred to keep it to myself. I had gone to bed late, having waited for my wife to get home from work, and after seeing that she had arrived home safely and saying my prayers, I fell into a restful sleep. I dreamt that I was sleeping when a hand touched my shoulder, and a voice I recognized said, "Wake up." In my dream, I opened my eyes and my breath caught in my throat as I saw who had awakened me. It was the same messenger, the angel that I had seen on previous occasions, dressed in full battle armor, standing by the side of my bed. "Take my hand," he said. "I have been sent to show you something." I barely touched the hand that was extended towards me when my bed and my bedroom evaporated, and I found myself standing before a white, oblong building that looked a lot like a barn or a horse stable. Two large doors made up the front of the structure, and as I looked, they began to swing open. I knew wherever I was not on this earth, because everything shone, everything was white, pristine, immaculate. I also knew that whatever the reason for being shown this was about to be revealed, so I stood in silence holding the messenger's hand. As soon as the doors were fully open, I saw an angel that looked very much like the one standing beside me, except without the armor, leading a white horse by its reins. Well, I believe the coming of Jesus in the man-child reformer is the white horse. Okay? The horse was large and muscular, but he followed the angel obediently with its head bent low. The angel's countenance was somber as he led the horse away. And for some reason, this registered with great clarity. I looked up, in other words, judgment, right? And of course, all of those horses represent judgment. And the one that leads them, of course, is the white horse. And just like Moses led all the judgments that came to Egypt, Jesus spoke about the judgments that were coming, and so on. So I looked up to the messenger whose hand I was still holding, but he merely nodded towards the white building and the open doors and said, "Witness." Another angel soon appeared in the doorway, holding the reins of a red horse, following after the first. I began to realize what I was seeing and in silence watched as two more angels appeared each holding the reins of a horse, one black and one of no discernible color, just pale. All four angels were dressed alike and had the same somber, sorrowful countenance. I stood and watched as all four horses were led out of my sight, and finally, when they had disappeared from view, the messenger turned to me and said, "Go and tell what you have seen. The riders prepare, the horses are ready. Soon they will descend. Soon they will be loosed. Remember what you have witnessed and do not hold back a single word." Soon they descend on wings of fury. Soon turmoil will shake earth's very foundation. Prepare yourself, for many will fall and few will stand. Fulfillment is at hand. Go and speak what you have seen and what you have heard. The kingdom awaits the righteous. The holy will soon see the Lord. I only realized I was still holding his hand when he let go of mine, and suddenly I was back in my bed, sitting up and fully awake. And I am still unsure whether or not it was a dream, or if a dream is the right word for it, but for simplicity's sake, I will call it a dream. I tried to go back to sleep, but could not, vividly remembering the sorrowful look on the faces of the angels who were leading the horses out of the stables. It seemed the world is seeing what the church is refusing to acknowledge, the fact that we are on the cusp of great upheaval, not only in this nation, but also throughout the world. These are the days of which the prophets spoke, the days of which Christ warned, the time of distress and of sifting and of separation. My prayer is that we remember always our hope is in the Lord, and he is faithful to those who are faithful to him. If one word stands out from this entire dream, it is the word prepare, and we must do so with diligence. The children of God must steel themselves for what is coming, prepare their hearts, and settle within their soul that the day in which we have to stand for truth is soon approaching. Okay. So, we threw this in here too. UBM angels give some details of the coming great revival. Lots of times revival come in bad times, you know. And so excerpts are from Ministering Angels through UBM, number 3. The Revelation of the Soldier Bride and Her Charge. Okay, so this is Angel Messengers, 2022. The angel Baruch gave this message for us on the 8th day anointing celebration. Quote, "Your enemy has been defeated this night and has been placed under your feet. The power of your praise and worship to our God and your Savior Jesus has gone down to the very foundations of hell and has shaken it to its core. And they have risen to the throne room of our great God and were incorporated with the praises of your brethren, the saints of heaven, around his throne. Do not go back to the old ways." Amen, amen. He was speaking of very highly praising the Lord for all of his goodness and proclaiming his promises. In other words, confessing our salvation from our enemies, as in Psalm 149 and Luke 1, right? And the angel went on to say, "Be very vigilant not to fall backwards and lose the ground you've taken back from the enemy tonight, or he will penetrate your ranks once more. Continue to walk in the way and the rededication of yourselves in faithfulness to Jesus, your Master and Savior. You have put the enemy to flight this night. Do not cease from pursuing him and overtaking him. Do not give him time to regroup, by relenting in the fight. Our great general and your Savior, Jesus, is ordering his soldier bride to report for duty. The training for the greatest revival ever witnessed by mankind is now beginning. Don't fail to show up. And Eve said, in other words, don't go AWOL, absent without leave. We've been chosen or drafted to report for basic training at Fort Revival. The Lord will be our strength and faithful to get us all in shape. And Eve said, I understood that they are all using military terms and imagery in order to stress the revelation of a soldier bride to us, so that we can begin viewing ourselves in this way, because the battle comes before the wedding. So we need to view the bride as a warrior at the man-child's side, fighting with the angels, and not so much as the dainty, demure, passive figure in her wedding garments. It's true. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. And that was talking about Jesus training up his disciples to be apostles and going forth and, of course, doing warfare. So the angel Shemuel said this: I have really enjoyed praising, worshiping, and lifting up our God and his Son, our great general and King of all kings, with you all tonight. Many of the angels have joined in celebrating this event with you. I concur with Baruch's report to you all. Do not fall back. You all have orders to press forward. Also, remember to never leave your fellow soldiers or your brethren, right, behind, struggling to keep up or wounded on the battlefield. A platoon of soldiers is only as strong as its weakest member. Give of your time and gifts sacrificially in order to uphold one another in daily training and on the battlefield. Do not let any fall through the cracks. When the Holy Spirit of God places someone on your heart, get in touch with them as soon as possible. Don't hesitate to communicate with one another, because the enemy lurks and hides where the communications have broken down. Don't forget to deploy me abroad to continue fighting the enemies of UBM and all of God's elect, both foreign and domestic. This is my charge concerning UBM and all that pertains to her. And David asked, what can you tell us about the supernatural methods to get the gospel out and heal, deliver, and save? The angel Baruch said, the methods of man will not be employed to reach the peoples of the earth. In the days that are coming, the methods are all of the spirit realm and will be administered by the angels who are going to distribute the gifts to the saints, meaning the sanctified ones. And I was giving gifts that I knew nothing about, but they certainly have been useful and a great blessing. And I know that this is true for everyone, right? These include gifts of translation from place to place. Yep. Language, healing, laying on of hands to impart to others their needs and what they're lacking, and to replicate the gifts by passing them on to others, whom the angels will point out. Supernatural downloads of wisdom and knowledge will be received for special situations. And David asked, what about deliverances? Baruch said, the enemy will be on the run during this time. Deliverances will be instantaneous with no resistance on their part. Well, of course, many deliverances are this way now if there is cooperation on the part of the victim in repentance and faith. And they will no longer be able to hide in flesh because, the angel went on to say, because the light of revival and the fire of truth that will sweep the elect of the globe. Eve said, meaning demons will be fleeing left and right out of people as the true fire of the Holy Spirit fills each one and searches the depths of each individual. There won't be any place left for them to hide in the elect of God. Amen. David asked, will there be mass healings and deliverances? And Baruch said, yes. These will all take place on the largest scale in human history. Eve said, meaning masses of people will supernaturally be delivered and healed all at once for time's sake, because the need is so great and the darkness is so pervasive. True. Then the angel Shemuel said, a great move of God is coming upon the younger generations. In other words, the millennials, Generation Z, right? There is a mildew and a rottenness that has been cast upon this crop by Satan, a perpetual darkness so that the sun has not shone upon them. They languish and rot in the field, and their fruit is poisoned. But the sun is coming to shine down upon them, and he will burn up all the disease and mildew of their lives, and the heat of his fire will burn through them and cleanse and restore them to the purpose they were created for. There has never been a revival like this that will sweep the whole earth. This will be entirely an act of God, supernatural and undeniable. He will not forsake the youth of this final generation. Well, amen. This one is about our promised DNA restoration. David asked, what does the coming restoration involve personally? 30 years younger? ? The angel Jeruel answered, restoration on a DNA cellular level. Obviously, the deep state is attacking the DNA, right? With all of their crazy drugs and whatever. Faith and power will be imputed to receive healing and restoration. It will be a complete restoration, not partial. The first fruits are first. They will be the trailblazers. There will also be a mighty supernatural outpouring of spiritual restoration of closeness to God through His Holy Spirit. Then David asked, when will the Lord restore our teeth? The angel Baruch said, when the DNA restoration takes place, teeth will be restored as well. Destroying your DNA or restoring your DNA is this part. As we have seen, the confession of the curse brings destruction of the DNA. This is what men do every day as a norm, as they see their natural face in the mirror instead of the gospel face of Jesus, as in 2 Corinthians 3:18. As a narrow example of this very broad principle of the DNA curse, the medical establishment demonstrates this phenomena by pointing out specifically all of man's curses and making sure that they're fear them so that they can control the people. This is true. They tell you how bad it is. You have to do this. You have to do that. Blah, blah, blah. Well, as Job said in Job 3:25, for the thing which I fear cometh upon me, and that which I am afraid of cometh unto me. You don't have to accept a lie. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. You don't have to accept a lie. If you do, you own it. Jesus confirmed this, saying in Matthew 8:13, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Fear is faith in the curse. It's faith in reverse, right? The medical establishment confesses the curses and demands that we do so also, but they always ultimately lose the patient to the curse. Mm-hmm. Yep. And many before their time. their pharmakia, which is the Greek word for healing with drugs, actually brings more curses as side effects. Yes, they do. They made sure everyone who would listen feared COVID-19 enough to take the vaccine, which people are dying of in a geometric progression. Before this man-made curse, the Journal of the American Medical Association said 450,000 people were dying a year, and this was before all the people died of the COVID-19 so-called fix, were dying a year in the U.S. from iatropic, which means healer-related causes. The angels told us that the Lord would return in his man-child body and completely restore the DNA of his holy people who confess him before men. How about that? The angel Baruch said, there is much busyness happening in the kingdom of our Lord. Much excitement is among the saints and the angels. Everything is prepared and ready for his return. Yes, and he is returning. Like the last time, it is not the way they expect it. Yes. And then after a moment, he said, the Son is waiting for the Father's command. David asked, so the man-child is coming? And Baruch said, surely. David asked, what does the coming restoration involve personally? The angel Jeruel answered, restoration on a DNA cellular level. Faith and power will be imputed to receive healing and restoration. It will be complete restoration, not partial. The first fruits are first. They will be the, I'm repeating this, they will be the trailblazers. They will be a mighty supernatural outpouring of spiritual restoration of closeness to God through his Holy Spirit. Well, science is pointing this out. It appears to me that the Lord, through the spoken words of his man-child, will bring the frequency needed to restore DNA, and all we need to supply is the words of faith in the promises of God, which we have known is the cure for the curse. Jesus, through his sacrifice, took away the devil's power of death, Hebrews 2:14. For those who believe, he never had the authority of death, although authority is the right to use power. 1 Samuel 2:6 says, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to Sheol and he bringeth up. So death and life are in, and resurrection too, by the way, he bringeth up, right? Death and life are in the hand of the Lord, not any other. But again, that does not negate our responsibility. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We need to be careful to agree with God's word that we fall not under the curse. Revelation 22:18-19. Numbers 14:28 says, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Matthew 12:37. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. If you don't confess him before men, he will not confess you before the Father and the holy angels. That's what he said. God reacts to the way we react to his word. Everything is subject to the word that God has spoken, even his own will. Psalm 138:2. Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So God puts the word first as a standard to trust even above his own name, which is in Hebrew character and authority. God wants us to know that he puts his word above any desire or purpose that we might think that he has, but his word is his desire and purpose. This one was You are in my hand. And that is so true. We thank you so much, Father. And we praise you. And we ask you, Lord, to make it real to us. We thank you for this great revival you've promised. And we thank you that you are such a blessing unto us, drawing us unto yourself and granting us repentance from all the things of the world. Thank you so much, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.